This is episode 700 of the AWS podcast, released on December 4th, 2024.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the AWS podcast. So I'm Lish here with you. Great to have you back for yet another of our special reInvent episodes. And just as an aside, I think we've hit episode 700. Incredible to me. I mean, what does 700 mean? It doesn't mean anything in particular to 699 or 701, but it's kind of a nice round number, and I'm so thrilled for the many of you that have stuck with me through the many, many years of recording, and hopefully it's given you some value. So today we're going to cover the latest keynote, and this one was from AWS's Vice President of AI and Data, who is, of course, Swami Sivasubramanian, and he shared some really interesting information today that is probably relevant to you. A lot of it, of course, was around AI and the handling of data and the processing of data, the interpretation of data. So let's get into it. And let's start with some new capabilities that Bedrock now has. Amazon Bedrock Marketplace has brought over 100 models to Amazon Bedrock. So these are 100 publicly available and proprietary foundation models. And these are in addition to Amazon Bedrock's industry-leading serverless models. So customers deploy these models onto SageMaker endpoints, where they can select their desired number of instances and instance types. And Amazon Bedrock Marketplace models can be accessed through Bedrock's unified APIs, and models which are compatible with Bedrock's Converse APIs can be used with Amazon Bedrock's tools like agents, knowledge bases, and guardrails. I've been talking about Converse API for a while. It's my favorite way to access Bedrock. Yet again, it benefits you. So this lets you have lots of different choices. So you can incorporate models from highly specialized areas for like finance or healthcare or language translation models for Asian languages all in one place. And this is supported in a wide variety of regions. And Amazon Bedrock Guardrails now also supports multimodal toxicity detection for image content in preview. Now, this is all about building and scaling your generative AI application responsibly for a wide range of use cases. And Amazon Bedrock Guardrails gives you a comprehensive solution, enabling detection and filtration of undesirable and potentially harmful image content whilst retaining safe and relevant visuals. So customers can now use content filters for both text and image data in a single solution with configurable thresholds to detect and filter undesirable content across categories like hate, insults, sexual, and violence, and build generative AI applications based upon responsible AI policies. And this new capability is in preview, and it's available with all foundation models on Amazon Bedrock that support images, including fine-tuned foundation models in 11 AWS regions globally. Now, if you start to use generative AI at scale, you realize that optimization is always an important thing, and Amazon Bedrock has now announced support for prompt caching. Now, prompt caching is a new capability that can reduce cost by up to 90%, that's a lot, and latency by up to 85%, also a lot, for supported models by caching frequently used prompts across multiple API calls. It allows you to cache repetitive inputs and avoid reprocessing content, such as long system prompts and common examples that help guide the model's response. When cache is used, fewer computing resources are needed to generate the output. It's our old friend caching. As a result, not only can we process your request faster, but we can also pass along the cost savings from using fewer resources. Now, prompt caching is available on Claude 3.5 Haiku and Claude 3.5 Sonnet V2 in Oregon and North Virginia, and of course, also on Nova Micro, Nova Lite, Nova Pro models in North Virginia. Now, at launch, only a select number of customers will have access to this, but it's going to be rolling out. If you want to participate in the preview, there is a link in the show notes as well. Now, we all know that wrangling data is always fun, not. And Amazon Bedrock Data Automation is now available in preview, summarized as BDA, Bedrock Data Automation. It's a new feature that lets developers automate the generation of valuable insights from unstructured multimodal content like documents, images, video, and audio to build Gen AI-based applications. So these insights can include video summaries of key moments, detection of inappropriate image content, automated analysis of complex documents, and lots more. You can also customize the output to generate specific insights in consistent formats required by your own systems and applications. This is all about saving time and making it easy to go. Now, this is also integrated with Bedrock knowledge bases, so it's easier for you to generate meaningful information from your unstructured multimodal content as you're building your responses using RAG or retrieval augmented generation. This preview is available in US West Oregon. Something else that's available in preview is Amazon Bedrock Intelligent Prompt Routing. Now, this is a really cool little feature here. This routes prompts to different foundational models within a model family, which means you can optimize for quality of responses and cost. So using advanced prompt matching and model understanding techniques, intelligent prompt routing predicts the performance of each model for each request and dynamically routes each request to the model that it predicts will be the most likely to give the best result at the lowest cost. Our old friend trying to optimize the outcome with the price. Customers can choose from two prompt routers in preview and route requests between Claude Sonnet 3.5 and Claude Haiku, or between Llama 3.18b and Llama 3.170b. Now, this will, of course, grow over time. We'll have different combinations available, but this is just the preview. But you can sort of see where this is going. And Amazon Bedrock Knowledge Bases now processes multimodal data. So if you haven't used knowledge bases before, it's an easy way to get all your data in one place to use for retrieval augmented generation, or RAG. With this launch, Bedrock Knowledge Bases extracts content from both text and visual data and generates semantic embeddings using the selected embedding model and stores them in the chosen vector store. This enables users to retrieve and generate answers to questions derived not only from text, but from visual data. Additionally, retrieved results now include source attribution for visual data, so this enhances transparency and building trust for the generated outputs. So check that one out. And speaking of Amazon Bedrock Knowledge Bases, it now also supports structured data retrieval. So this allows you to have an end-to-end managed workflow for customers to build custom generative applications that can access and incorporate contextual information from a variety of structured and unstructured sources. Using advanced natural language processing, Bedrock Knowledge Bases can transform natural language queries into SQL queries, which means that users can retrieve data directly from the source without needing to move or pre-processing the data. So often this can be really a challenge because often we're trying to train data models to convert natural language to SQL queries and manage governance, etc. And Bedrock Knowledge Bases eliminates these hurdles by providing a managed natural language to SQL module. So it's called the NL to SQL module, natural language to SQL. So a retail analyst can now simply ask, what are my top five selling products last month? And Bedrock Knowledge Base automatically translates that query into SQL, executes it against the database and returns the results, or can provide a summarized narrative result. To generate accurate SQL queries, Bedrock Knowledge Bases leverages database schema, previous query history, and other contextual information that it has about the data sources. Pretty cool. You know how much I love SQL. And Amazon Bedrock Knowledge Bases also now supports GraphRAG in preview. So this allows you to incorporate RAG techniques with graph data. Now, previously, customers faced challenges in conducting exhaustive multi-step searches across disparate content. By identifying key entities across documents, GraphRAG delivers insights that leverage relationships within the data, and it gives you improved responses to end users. So, for example, users can ask a travel application for family-friendly beach destinations with direct flights and good seafood restaurants. Developers building generative AI applications can enable GraphRAG in just a few clicks by specifying their data sources and choosing Amazon Neptune Analytics as their vector store when creating a knowledge base. That's the secret sauce. This will automatically generate and store vector embeddings in Amazon Neptune Analytics, along with a graph representation of entities and their relationships. So GraphRAG with Amazon Neptune is built right into Amazon Bedrock Knowledge Bases. So no additional setup or additional charges beyond the underlying services. It just works. So check out the preview of that one. I'm also happy to announce GenAI Index in Amazon Kendra. Now, Amazon Kendra is an AI-powered search service which lets you build intelligent search experiences and RAG systems to power your GenAI applications. So now you can use a new index. This is the GenAI Index for RAG and intelligent search. With the Kendra GenAI Index, customers get out-of-the-box search accuracy with the latest information retrieval technologies and semantic models. It also supports mobility across AWS generative AI services like Bedrock Knowledge Bases and QBusiness, so you get flexibility in where you choose. It's available as a managed retriever in Bedrock Knowledge Bases, which means you can create knowledge bases powered by this new index as well. And you can also integrate it with other services like guardrails, prompt flows, and agents, etc. The GenAI Index supports connectors for 43 different data sources, which means you can get your data where you need to. So Swami also spoke a lot about Amazon SageMaker today and all the different things it can do for you. And we're happy to announce the concept of Amazon SageMaker Partner AI Apps. This is a new capability that enables customers to easily discover, deploy, and use best-in-class machine learning and Gen AI development applications from leading app providers privately and securely, all without leaving Amazon SageMaker AI, so you can develop performant AI models faster. With SageMaker Partner AI Apps, you can quickly subscribe to a partner solution, seamlessly integrate the app with your SageMaker development environment, and get up and running. SageMaker Partner AI Apps are fully managed and run privately and securely in your SageMaker environment, which reduces the risk of data and model exfiltration. At launch, you can boost your team's productivity and reduce time to market by enabling things like Comet, DeepChecks, Fiddler, and Lakera, just to name a few. And this is available in all currently supported regions except for GovCloud. And Amazon SageMaker HyperPod now provides flexible training plans. So this allows you to train generative AI models within your timelines and your budgets. So you can get predictable training timelines and budget requirements whilst benefiting from things like resiliency, performance optimized distribution training, and better observation. So in just a few quick steps, you specify your preferred compute instances, the desired amount of compute resources, the duration of your workload, and when you'd like it to start. Then SageMaker will help you create the most cost-efficient training plans, reducing time to train your model by weeks. Once you create and purchase your training plans, SageMaker automatically provisions the infrastructure and runs the training workloads on these compute resources without requiring any manual intervention. It also automatically takes care of pausing and resuming training between gaps in compute availability as the plan switches from one capacity block to another. If you wish to remove all the heavy lifting of your infrastructure management, that old friend, undifferentiated heavy lifting, you can also create and run training plans using the SageMaker fully managed training jobs. And also now available for Amazon SageMaker HyperPod, you now have centralized governance across all generative AI development tasks like training and inference, and you have full visibility of control over compute resource allocation, which means the most critical tasks are prioritized and you can maximize your compute resource utilization. In fact, we've found that it can help you reduce model development costs by up to 40%. With HyperPod task governance, it allows you to define your priorities for different tasks, set your limits. You can also monitor and audit the tasks that are running or waiting, and it just allows you to smooth out that process. And related to this, we're also really happy to announce SageMaker HyperPod Recipes. Now, this helps you get up and running very quickly in terms of training and fine-tuning publicly available foundation models in just minutes with state-of-the-art performance. Now, obviously, training is fun, but it can be challenging. And as foundation model sizes continue to grow to hundreds of billions of parameters, the process of customizing these models can take weeks of extensive experimentation and debugging. In addition, performing training optimizations to unlock better price performance is often unfeasible for customers because you need deep machine learning expertise that could also take longer to do. With SageMaker HyperPod Recipes, customers of all skill sets can get state-of-the-art performance while quickly getting up and running with publicly available foundation models like Llama 3.1, 405 billion, Mixtral 8x22b, and Mistral 7b. And these HyperPod recipes include a training stack tested by AWS, which means you remove weeks of tedious work experimenting with different configurations, and you can quickly switch between GPU-based and AWS Trainium-based instances with a one-line recipe change. And you can also enable automated model checkpointing for improved resiliency. And finally, you can run workloads in production on the SageMaker AI training service of your choice. Now, in terms of analyzing your data, we're happy to announce scenario analysis capabilities of Amazon Q in QuickSight in preview. This new capability provides an AI-assisted data analysis experience that helps you make better decisions faster. Amazon Q in QuickSight simplifies in-depth analysis with step-by-step guidance, which saves hours of manual data manipulation and unlocks data-driven decision-making in your organization. In fact, it can help users perform complex scenario analysis up to 10 times faster than spreadsheets. You can ask a question or state your goal in natural language, and Amazon Q in QuickSight guides you through every step of advanced data analysis, suggesting analytical approaches, automatically analyzing data, surfacing relevant insights, and summarizing findings with suggested actions. This agentic approach breaks down data analysis into a series of easy-to-understand, executable steps, helping you find solutions to common problems without specialized skills or tedious, error-prone data manipulation in spreadsheets. Working on an expansive analysis canvas, you can intuitively iterate your way to solutions by directly interacting with the data, refining analysis steps, or exploring multiple analysis paths side by side. This scenario analysis capability is available from any Amazon QuickSight dashboard, so you can move seamlessly from visualizing data to modeling solutions. And also starting now, Amazon Q Developer can now guide SageMaker Canvas users through machine learning development. So this allows you to use generative AI-powered assistance through the entire lifecycle. So model preparation, data preparation, deployment, testing, all the fun tasks you have to do, it walks you through that process, which is nice. Now, in using all these new technologies, we need to use them responsibly. And we're happy to announce new AWS AI service cards to advance responsible generative AI. So these are the new service cards for Amazon Nova Real, Amazon Canvas, Amazon Nova Micro, Lite and Pro, Amazon Titan Image Generator, and Amazon Titan Text Embeddings. Now, AI service cards are a resource designed to enhance transparency by providing customers with a single place to find information on the intended use cases and limitations, responsible AI design choices, and performance optimization best practices for AWS AI services. So this is a really important part of what we do. This is part of our comprehensive development process to build services in a responsible way. They focus on key aspects of AI development and deployment, including fairness, explainability, privacy, and security, safety, controllability, veracity and robustness, governance and transparency. Lots of things to think about here. By providing these cards, we want to empower customers with the knowledge they need to make informed decisions about using AI services in their applications and workflows. Now, our AI service cards will continue to evolve and expand as we engage with our customers and the broader community to get feedback, and we're going to just keep iterating on our approach. And when talking about new technologies like this, skills and access to skills always comes up. It's often the number one conversation I have with executives. And AWS Education Equity Initiative has been launched to boost education for underserved learners. So we're announcing a 5-year commitment of cloud technology and technical support for organizations creating digital learning solutions that expand access for underserved learners worldwide through the AWS Education Equity Initiative. While the use of educational technologies continues to rise, many organizations lack access to cloud computing and AI resources needed to accelerate and scale their work to reach more learners in need. So Amazon is committing up to $100 million in AWS credits and technical advising to support socially minded organizations build and scale learning solutions that utilize cloud and AI technologies. This will help reduce initial financial barriers and provide guidance on building and scaling AI-powered education solutions using AWS technologies. Eligible recipients, including socially minded edtechs, social enterprises, nonprofits, governments, and corporate social responsibility teams, must demonstrate how their solution will benefit students from underserved communities. And the initiative is now accepting applications. That's pretty cool. So some great updates today. One more episode coming tomorrow with a bunch of other stuff as well. It's going to be exciting. Hope you're enjoying the series. AWS Podcast at Amazon.com is the place to give feedback. And until next time, keep on building.